Our primary election coverage continues today on Morning Edition. In New Jersey, Justin Murphy defeated three other candidates Tuesday in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat. WHYY's David Matthau reports.
Murphy, who is an attorney and former committee man in Tabernacle Township, says he decided to run for the Senate because he cares about America's culture, private sector growth, parental rights, and a strong health care system. He promises to strengthen the borders and said he will fight for energy independence. Murphy will face incumbent Democratic Senator Cory Booker in the November election. Booker ran unopposed in the primary. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
In New Jersey's 12th congressional district, where Bonnie Watson Coleman is retiring, Adam Hamowy prevailed over 12 other Democrats Tuesday. He faces Republican Greg Mealy in the November general election. Mealy ran unopposed in the primary. Cape May Mayor Zach Mulock has won the Democratic primary for New Jersey's 2nd congressional district. More from WHYY's Kenneth Burns.
When the Associated Press called the race before 9:30 Tuesday night, Mulock held 41% of the vote. He bested Bailey Winder, Terry Reese, and Tim Alexander, who was attempting a third challenge to Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Mulock will now face incumbent Van Drew, who is seeking a fifth term in November. Democrats believe this is their best chance yet to unseat Van Drew, who left the party in 2019 and pledged his support to President Trump and the GOP. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
In New Jersey's 3rd congressional district, Republican Michael McGuire will challenge Democratic incumbent Herb Conaway in November's general election. Also, Democrats in New Jersey's 4th congressional district have chosen Rachel Peace as the party's nominee to go up against Republican incumbent Chris Smith in November. Smith was unopposed in his primary and has held the seat in the 4th district since 1981. In other news, performer Dido Van Reigersberg, better known as Martha Graham Cracker, has passed away at the age of 53. The actor had been battling two rare forms of cancer and suffered complications from a bone marrow transplant. Dan Rothenberg, co-founded the Pig Iron Theater with Van Reigersberg 30 years ago. He is a close friend and collaborator.
He knew in his bones that for it to be good, you had to access some joy and some trying and some wicked humor. All of those things needed to be there. And I think that just lit everybody up.
Van Reigersberg's family has set up an email where anyone can send notes, photos, and artwork in honor of his memory. It is loveforditto@pigiron.org. That's loveforditto, D-I-T-O, at pigiron.org.